Calgary. The Alberta government is to receive $54 million in federal funding to develop and deploy a 10-year plan to end gender-based violence in Alberta. Alberta status of Women Minister Tanya Furr said Thursday the province is ranked 5th in the number of reports of intimate partner violence in Canada and 4th in reported sexual assaults. She said the federal money will be given out to community groups and organizations helping women and girls in Alberta. It is something we would rather think only happens in other places, not here in our communities, not to our friends, our neighbors or our families. The reality is that gender-based violence happens every day and everywhere, Furr said. If we don't discuss it and face it head-on, it will continue and that is simply unacceptable. Those who have survived it and those who are experiencing it deserve support. Furr appeared at the announcement with Lisa Hepfner, Parliamentary Secretary to the Federal Minister for Women and Gender Equality and Youth. Investing in frontline organizations that work to end gender-based violence is the right thing to do. These organizations provide life-saving services for women and children in Calgary, and they are a key part of our government's plan to stop the root causes of violence, Hepfner said. I'm incredibly proud of the work of these organizations and we will always be there to keep their doors open to anyone fleeing violence. Over the next month, Alberta's government plans to gather input through public engagement that will shape the 10-year plan to end gender-based violence. Camrose MLA Jackie Lovely broke down in tears in talking about the need for support for women and children, pointing to the deaths of Mikhail Bush and her 16-month-old in 2021. The two were murdered by convicted sexual offender Robert Major, who was living next door. Major pleaded guilty in May of last year to 2 counts of first-degree murder and received an automatic life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years. Noah and his mother, Mikhail, were from my community, when sadly they were murdered by a convicted sex offender, Lovely said. That's why I'm so emotional because I think about them. Bush's family has been pushing the federal government for a change to Canada's justice system. Bill C-336, Strengthening Reporting Requirements for Sex Offenders Act, NOS Law, was introduced in the House of Commons in June. It calls for legislating highly likely repeat sex offenders' compliance with conditions outlined under the Sex Offender Information Registration Act to better disclose when convicted sexual offenders move. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 12, 2023. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press.